Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend.
Yes, I'm feeling like a million since I got you living in.
Good morning, everybody. Hour number two of the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayleigh here. We have Brother Rufus and Nelsa Cox and Amanda Wilkins. And we also have a gentleman who is busy. And he's got exciting news that I think just about everybody knows about now. But let's make it official. Josh Logan, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's really exciting that, of course, I don't know if you'll be able to get near the place today with Dreamville next door, but...
Because that's where we were supposed to be broadcasting.
That's right. We were supposed to be at the farmer's market today, but Dreamville is, 100,000 people there and getting them all mixed up. But, yeah, you're going to be at the farmer's market. Wow, Josh.
We will be at the farmer's market next year, 2025. So folks don't have to worry about Dreamville today.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You're not there yet.
But, yeah, we're real excited for the opportunity to return to our roots. Sorry if I'm a little out of breath. I'm here on the farm at Grasshopper Farms moving some equipment around.
We talked about that earlier, about your locations now and the Broadwell store and how you've renovated out there and how appreciative the community was for that, too.
Yeah, it's been real special to come in here and become stewards of this really unique space. We're getting ready to open up our UPIC strawberry field today, which is what I'm trying to get stuff moved around and get ready for, but... So the Logan Enterprise has grown over the years, and now we are currently at Seaboard Station and excited to see all of our friends and neighbors at the Seaboard Station this season. We're really grateful that most of the construction work around us is starting to wrap up, so I know anybody who's visited us over the past 6 or 8 months probably ran into a little bit of construction traffic, and we know that's been a concern for folks.
Well, I got to tell you, though,
that's starting to resolve.
I got to tell you, though, Josh, I was fascinated watching that crane move around over there. That was I stayed out in the parking lot an extra 30 minutes, I think, when that big crane was over there. So it's been really interesting to watch that. Going on too, but I know it's been something to deal with.
It's quite an operation, and for those of us who love Logan's at the Seaboard Station, it's been a sentimental, bittersweet kind of journey. We never intended to leave the Seaboard Station, and would have stayed long term if that
absolutely
was a viable option. But in addition to the current construction, there's a lot more planned for other surrounding parcels that would eventually just cause it so that our business couldn't function.
Right.
So we made the necessary and difficult decision a couple years back, as I'm sure all the listeners by now have learned that we would eventually be relocating. And this week we were grateful to the Council of State for their approval of our long-term lease of the Garden Center site at the North Carolina State Farmers Market over there on Lake Wheeler Road. And as I said earlier in the call, for us, it's a chance to go back to our roots. My grandfather, Robert Logan Sr., most people knew him as Bob, he started Logan on a handshake deal with a man by the name of Jim Graham, who was the farmers market manager in 1965 when Logan's began. Of course, Mr. Graham went on to become a beloved commissioner of agriculture. And if you've ever been to the state fairgrounds, you've probably seen the building bearing his name. But we're real grateful for that opportunity that was given to us. And we operated there at the old farmer's market that was located on Capitol Boulevard and Hodges Street for about 25 years. We were there from 1965 and then until 1991 when we moved to the Seaboard train station, and we've been there and been feeling the love from the Raleigh community ever since. But you know, times are changing, and sometimes change comes to us that we wouldn't choose, but you know, our calling in life is to respond to the changes and challenges that come our way with the best we can. And we're just absolutely thrilled to have the opportunity to return to our roots and go back to the farmer's market starting in 2025.
Now, can you go back for our Portuguese listeners and say that all in Portuguese?
Oh, good. I could, but I'm not going to.
You know, your grandfather wouldn't have to worry about flooding at the new market location.
True. The old market, you know, holds a beloved spot in a lot of folks' hearts and minds. I still interact with people all the time that remember that with great fondness. But it was not without its challenges, as you just referenced. It was built in a floodplain. They never allow it today. But it was actually built in the floodplain of the Crabtree Creek. And we have photo evidence of numerous floods where, you know, Crabtree Creek would come out of its banks. And the good folks at Wyatt Quarles came and rescued us several times. They'd bring in all their semis, and we'd load up our inventory.
Wow.
Trying to keep it dry from the creek. And, you know, some lucky soul made off with bales of peat moss that floated down the...
So, but when is...
It was a cool place.
When is Logan's at on Peace Street, just off Peace Street, going to close? And when do you anticipate the Logan's out at Farmer's Market to open?
Sure. Thanks for asking. So, Logan's is in full operation for all of 2024 at the Seaboard Station, which... For those of you who aren't familiar with Seaboard Station, we'd love for you to come and visit us. We're just off of Peace Street and Capitol Boulevard in downtown Raleigh. But the address down there is 707 Semart Drive. That's S-E-M-A-R-T Drive. We'll be there all throughout the remainder of this year. If you came to our store today, which we hope you will, it doesn't look a bit different than it always has. We are loaded and ready for spring. Tons of beautiful spring color, as well as all the shrubs and perennials that folks love, and a fantastic selection of houseplants and garden wares. So we're in full operation at Seaboard Station all of this year. And then as we typically do, we love to take a little Christmas break. So we close down at Christmas and have always enjoyed giving our staff a couple of weeks off to just enjoy being with their families. It's kind of a dormant season, so we'll be relocating during the holiday period in the first part of January. We don't have an exact opening date yet, but it'll be early 2025 at the farmer's market. And we're really excited about the plans that we've developed to help renovate and modernize that space. It had operated most recently as Market Import. So folks who are familiar with Market Import, they ran a great business there. You know, we didn't even know that there would be an opportunity at the farmer's market until we saw Market Import's announcement about their store closure, which, you know, I was sad for them to see that, but, you know, it seemed like an opportunity. So we reached out to the farmer's market, and they made us aware of the public bidding process, which just took place in February. And we're very grateful to have made the winning bid there, which includes numerous improvements. We're going to modernize the greenhouse structure. We're planning to regrade all of the outdoor spaces and add shopping cart paths and things that will make that a little more user-friendly space. It's pretty much in its original condition from the early 90s, so we want to improve accessibility and the overall shopping experience before we get opened up over there in early 2025.
Yeah, I think the Weekend Gardener, Irv Evans and me, did our first remote at that building out in front with Charlie Edwards, and there was nothing in the building at the time. So that was our first remote that I remember. So, yeah. And next year's the 40th anniversary of the Weekend Gardener, okay. So that's apropos that that
y'all
were.
Well, how about this, Mike? I'll one-up you. Next year is the 60th anniversary for Logan.
Is it 60? Good gracious, it seems like we just celebrated 50.
Doesn't
wow.
It? Yep, that was 2015 when
we
were out at our 50th celebration, and Rufus and
right there.
Secretary Marshall.
Yeah,
presented my father with the Order of the Longleaf Pine.
Yes,
signed by the governor. That was a special moment.
Rufus, absolutely,
I appreciate your participation in it.
Yeah, and she made Governor McCrory and Secretary Marshall made Rufus Secretary General of Gardening.
That was that same day, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was. So we had a big time.
Right. It was a big time.
Yeah.
So we'll have to do it again.
Yeah, we'd love to.
For the 40th anniversary of the Weekend Gardener and the 60th anniversary of Logan's, as I keep saying, as Logan's goes back to our roots.
Yeah.
At Farmers Market next year.
Well, Josh, thank you. I know you're busy, and everybody's finding out about it. They can see the plans and the newspaper, and everybody has covered it very well. And congratulations.
Well, thank you, Mike. I'd love if people take the paper. The News and Observer did a really great write-up on it. We have included some conceptual drawings,
right?
But of course, there's a lot more detail to come. We'll continue to feed that out as it comes into focus. And if you don't mind me making another shameless plug, you have sitting beside you one of the absolute gems of the horticulture industry here in Central North Carolina. And a lot of folks may not know that that Logan's has the privilege of purchasing the Garden Hut down in Fuquay, Varina. Back in January from Ms. Nelsa Cox. She and her team did an amazing job of running that facility for, 20 years, I believe, or maybe a few more than that. She can correct me, but we're so grateful for the opportunity to take over that legacy and make it our own. So the Garden Hut in Fuquay is now Logan's Garden Hut. We've made a handful of slight adjustments to the facility, and we're real excited to welcome folks to visit us at Logan's Garden Hut in Fuquay, Varina, and also at Grasshopper Farm off of Pool Road, Grasshopper Roads in eastern Wake County, where this time of the year you can come pick strawberries. You can visit our nursery and country store, and in the autumn we do a corn maze and pumpkin patch, and there's a lot of fun farm activity at Grasshopper Farm. So Logan's has really made some steps to expand. As we knew we'd have to relocate from Seaboard, we thought it was an important opportunity to kind of spread out and try to create some more convenient and accessible options for all the Logan's fans throughout the Triangle.
Well, Josh, I know we will be in touch, and good luck to you. Don't work too hard now.
Well, thank you, Mike. Appreciate you, Rufus and Nelson. As people do ask about the move, please remind them we're at Seaboard Station all of this year, and we'll see them at the Farmers Market.
And so is Rick, thank goodness, and the wonderful Seaboard Cafe. I just love that
Man,
place.
What an amazing guy. What an amazing place to enjoy lunch. And trust me, I'm working all of my influence to try to get him to reconsider coming with us to the farm.
Oh, wow, that would be wonderful. You know, I'll
don't get your hopes up. so far my mojo's not working. But,
okay.
You know, Rick's in his 70s, despite the fact that he looks like...
He doesn't look... Yeah. Gosh, yeah. I didn't know he was in his 70s.
He's been eyeballing retirement for about 6 years. He's been threatening it.
Well, your 70s, Josh, is just when you get started. My gosh. What are you talking
about,
man?
Well, for some people, it is.
I'm certainly not disqualifying all of our youthful 70-year-olds.
Yeah, I'll be 72 this year. So I
respect his right to have a life outside of work as well. Seems to be what he...
That would be nice.
What he's thinking. You know, he's worked 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
Year round.
Me too.
Since I've known him for 30 some years, he found out what a vacation was recently, and realized that wasn't such a bad thing.
Well, Josh, get back to your strawberries. I guess you're working on strawberries, thank you so much for taking the time to call us and letting us know about this officially.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. We really, really appreciate the friendship with the Weekend Gardener.
Yes, sir.
And all of our peers. You know, just one more shout out. We have awesome people in this area. I got text messages from Keith over at Garden Supply and Carrie, and from Joe, the owner of Homewood. And I'd love for all of our listeners to visit every one of these garden centers.
Oh yeah, great ones.
It was always so loving and so friendly. We just... It's a privilege to be a part of the green industry. I'm biased for sure, but we got the best people in the world.
Joshua, check your Facebook page. Susan Rollins from Fairview sent you the nicest message about being a teenager and delivering to your grandfather at the old farmer's market.
There's another great garden center.
Thank you for telling me that. I love the Rollins family as well. I was in school with Brad and Heather.
Yeah.
God, you're that young. Wow.
Same time. Yeah.
He is young.
I didn't mean to leave them off. Phil Campbell is also awesome.
Yeah.
Has always been loving and encouraging. None of the garden centers around the area, I can't say anything bad about anybody. We're just pleased and privileged to be a part of such a wonderful group of people.
Well, have a wonderful day. That. It's a beautiful one out there. Have a great day, Josh, and thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
You guys do the same.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Josh Logan with some really good news.
I have a I'm a regular Google contributor, and I have a Google list called the Raleigh Horticultural Experience, where it's a map of all the garden centers within about 40 miles of Raleigh. Cool. There are 45.
That's awesome.
45.
That's awesome.
How about that?
Have you visited all 45?
I have not. I've visited quite a few of them, though.
Right.
I don't get out much these days.
Well, I've lost track, Jason. Who do we have? Who do we have next? Is Andy still? Paul, yeah, okay, Paul. I didn't know if Andy was still there or not. Paul, how are you today? Are you working on your vegetable garden?
No, I'm actually taking it easy this weekend.
Oh, okay.
But I've got everything. I've got everything ready. I've got all the beds or weed free or mulch, and I'm going to buy some soil for my containers. I have a question about my containers. How should I clean them before I put soil in them?
Yeah, what do you use to clean up? People would normally use something like Clorox or Clorox?
10% solution, something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bleach or there are some,
I use alcohol.
Hydrogen peroxide, which is, but Clorox is way, bleach is way cheaper. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Rufus, you say you use that too?
Lysol. I don't know what's in it, but I use a squirt or two of that.
A squirt will do you.
Oh, Lord.
Not up the nose, though.
Oh, yuck.
No.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Rufus, you were talking earlier about Mackinac Island.
Yes, sir.
I've never been there, but my wife sang her way through college at the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island.
Wow!
Oh, that was the
I saw a Mickey Rooney movie. One of the Hardy, not Hardy Boys, but one of those early movies. It was there.
Right. There have been several movies. One called Sometime Yesterday, I believe. And it you should, Paul, make a point to go there, because you take a boat over to the island, and once you get to the island, you're going to find no vehicles there whatsoever. Even if it's the UPS truck, they back the UPS truck up, unload it to put it on a horse and wagon, and all you hear on Mackinac Island is clippity-clop, clippity-clop.
Oh, wow.
Well, my wife told me lots of stories. She sang with, like, Tommy Dorsey and Guy Lombardo and Jimmy Durante and all that stuff all through college. So that's how she paid
for it. Oh, wonderful. And that dining hall is so large, but the food, you would think that much of mass serving would be sometimes goulash, but it's beautiful, beautiful food.
Well, I've heard it's really spectacular place. We're going to go there one day.
Well, anyway, you'll never forget it.
I'm sure I won't. My wife never lets me forget it anyway.
Oh, okay.
Now, they close it down during the winter. I don't advise winter travel.
Yeah. No, I'm not going up there in the wintertime, man. It's too cold. I know what Michigan's like.
Yeah. All right, Paul.
Have a great day.
You too, buddy. Bye.
Bye.
You know, every time you buy a bag of black cow, you're helping the environment. Their process helps repurpose, dare I say, manure. So it's environmentally friendly and beneficial for your garden and lawn. Black cow contains up to, we back at it again, black cow contains up to 10 times more nutrients and microbes than garden soils. And it helps to retain moisture, too. Your lawn, flower beds, and vegetable gardens will be off to a great start with black cow. Everything grows better with sun, water, and black cow. If you like more details on their products, they have some other products too. Mm-hmm. Check out the website. Has a lot of information. It's blackcow.com. At cow spelled with a K, by the way.
By the way, somebody asked me.
We got about 10 seconds.
They said they have nothing but black cow, a little bag left. Can they start tomato seeds in it? I said, try.
Well, you can try it.
I don't see why it wouldn't.
I'd get a pot. It'd be easier. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up. We're back on WPTF. Mike Rayleigh here, along with Rufus Edmonston and Nelsa Cox. And Amanda Wilkins is with us from the Cooperative Extension Service in Lee County. And the Johnston County Cooperative Extension Service is having a plant sale coming up next weekend at the Clayton Municipal Park. It's 325 McCullers Street in Clayton. And so they'll have perennials and trees and shrubs and natives and annuals, herbs, house plants, and a lot more grown by local nurseries and the Johnston County Master Gardeners. And they'll have some handmade crafts and garden art there too, and some things for kids to do too. So please stop by there. If nothing else, if you loved Roy Lewis, he was a big part of that area and contributed a lot and was a big part of this show for a very brief time, really. He passed away 4 years ago this month. It's hard to believe.
Gosh.
Yeah, we miss Roy.
Yeah,
wow.
We miss Roy a lot. He was a very knowledgeable person, very smart guy. Majored in biology at NC State, and you got to be pretty smart to do that.
And I have to give a shout-out to my friends at Chatham Central High School. They're also having their high school plant sale this weekend.
Chatham Central, is that that's in
that's near
kind of southwestern?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is that toward Goldston and Bear Creek and out in there? Or?
I think so. I used to go to. I was in school with Chris Hart, who's their teacher, and
Melissa used to play them in basketball.
Yeah,
she was a basketball player. She'd knock people down. That's what I'm told. But in Goldston is where Rufus's restaurant is.
Oh, yes.
Oh, did you find it? Oh, Lord of mercy.
Isn't that an awful portrait? Yeah, somebody did a spur of the moment portrait. maybe it was supposed to be a caricature, Rubens.
I think that.
Oh, I've seen that.
That's scary.
Scary.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want us to share then on Facebook.
I've seen that in the Addams Family's dining room area.
They gave you really pointed ears.
I wish we could put this on the radio.
No, oh Lord.
Yeah, well, I could put it on Facebook.
Look like I've been shot with a shotgun. They missed.
You do look a little startled.
Yeah.
I think the Addams Family portrait gallery sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
At any rate. Tom is with us from the Gardeners of Wake County. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, everybody, and good morning to your listeners.
Yes, sir. The Gardeners of Wake County are back at it, huh?
Yes. This is Tom Packer. I'm president of the Gardeners of Wake County, and thanks for letting me call in to, once again, just let you know about our annual azalea sale, which started 2 days ago. And we're just starting our third day this morning, and it's going gangbusters, thankfully. The azalea sale supports scholarships. We raise money for horticultural students at NC State. And we have over 100 varieties, over 2,000 plants, although the customers have come out the first couple of days and put a good dent in the selection already, but we have plenty left. And one in particular, I should mention that I mentioned before. It's too bad the women lost last night, but tonight we have the men playing in the NCAA tournament for NC State. We still have Wolfpack Red variety azaleas available, so support the Wolfpack and come out and buy some.
Wonderful idea. Do you have any of the native azaleas left?
Yes, we do have native azaleas, and those are in the form of the deciduous azaleas.
Yep.
They're going fast. Interestingly, though, this year we have both hybrid deciduous azaleas as well as seed propagated deciduous azaleas, which are considered the purebred azaleas. They're very popular. We do try to educate our customers about them. One customer came back one time and said afterwards that she was disappointed because the leaves all fell off. they're designed to do that. They grow slower.
Yep. That's what our native ones do.
Yep.
No. They'll be bare in the winter, but they're beautiful. Many of them have a little scent to them as well.
All right.
We still have a good selection available, but they're the ones that are going the fastest.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah, when they're in flower, they are hard to keep on
beautiful.
In stock.
Yeah. Well, Tom, this is a long, long tradition for you folks, and I'm glad it's going well. And tell us where you are right now.
We are at the State Fairgrounds, and easy to find off of Youth Center Rose. Enter at Gate 6. And we're right next to the just part of really the flower pavilion at the state fair, and free parking, and we're open 9 to 6. The sale started, as I mentioned, on April 4th. We're going until April 13th. We will be closed tomorrow, April 7th, on Sunday, but from today until April 13th, we're open every day 9 to 6.
You know, Tom, up in the mountains we call mountain azalea honeysuckle.
Yep.
Huh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Honeysuckle azaleas. You guys have calendulaceum up there, which we struggle to grow down here. It doesn't quite like our heat.
I tried. I even imported about a half a pickup load of soil one time, and it didn't work.
No. But I have to do a shameless plug for Mobile, Alabama. There was a deciduous azalea breeder. He was an old veterinarian, Dr. Eugene Aromi, and he took all of the Exbury hybrids, which were bred at Kew, and they had hybridized our calendulaceum, our native eastern deciduous azaleas, with the western one and the Japanese one, and created heat tolerant ones.
Yeah, is that what you have right there now?
Yes, sir. This is one of the ones from Dr.
I'm sorry you can't see this, Tom.
It's really
yeah. really yeah. pretty.
Oh, I saw it and I said, that's what Azalea.
Yeah. But that one I saw, yes.
Tom, have you ever seen the Azaleas prettier? I mean, they're just flourishing this year.
They are. We, except for the deciduous ones, which are not yet blooming, all the others are really in full bloom right now in their 1 and 3 gallon containers, and it's just a beautiful sight. I got down on the ground and took an artistic shot of all the Wolfpack reds.
Oh,
nice. Sea of red, and they're all blooming. I should mention just one couple other quick things is that we also have a smaller but good selection of gardenias, camellias, and rhododendrons, and we also have a good supply of black cow, bags of black cow to take away as well. One interesting azalea we have, I just mentioned that we have gardenias. We have a azalea called the Hardy Gardenia azalea. So it's an azalea, but it's a multi-blooming with beautiful white blooms to it. So that's one that I don't think we've had before. So we have some interesting varieties out there.
It's beautiful.
Cool. That's great. Well, Tom, it's Youth Center Road, Gate 6. That's the westernmost perimeter of the state fairgrounds, that road. So I hope lots more people will come out.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you, sir,
for having me on. And I look forward to people coming on out and helping out our drive for scholarship for NC State students and taking home some beautiful plants.
All righty, my friend. Sir. Thank you so much, Tom.
Good luck.
Okay, have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. You know, like so many of you, when spring is in the air, I Must Garden is there for you. And spring is also the time when you have to deal with all of those pests we have in the triangle. Taking preventative measures early in the season is a wise approach, and now is a time to start protecting your garden with I Must Garden. I Must Garden has repellents to protect your plants from deer, from rabbits, moles and voles, and who get into the lawn and underground, and stop squirrels from digging in flower pots, and repel snakes from patios, and keep your neighbor's dogs and cats from digging in the garden. I Must Garden repellents are formulated with natural ingredients carefully selected to deter pests without harming your plants or the environment. No harsh chemicals, just pure, effective protection. Applying I Must Garden repellents is a breeze. Simply spray, protect, and watch your garden flourish. Plus, long-lasting formulas mean that there are fewer applications. Save you time. And they ensure continuous protection. I Must Garden repellents are available in local garden centers all over the triangle, including Pittsboro Feed and Wood and Farm and Garden in Hillsboro. And also protect your garden today with I Must Garden repellents. There are all kinds of them. Take your pick. Some are very specific. People, pet, and eco-friendly. I Must Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up on WPTF. It's 9:47. All right, we're back on the Weekend Gardener at 9:53. Mike Rayleigh here, and I believe Steve is back. Steve? Hello, Steve? Oh, I guess we lost him. Let's go to Herb in Jamesville. Herb, Professor, how are you this morning?
My brother Herb's doing great. Went to bed peacefully and woke up this morning. That's what old guys want.
Yeah, well, Jamesville's pretty quiet, or did you sleep in Durham?
Yeah, no, it's pretty quiet. But I know you're up against it, so I'll try to be very brief. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Amanda. I was out in the yard last week with a hoe in hand, trying to pull some weeds, and my back and my biceps and triceps were screaming at me. And so I lectured for two or less. And the thing of it is, Mike, some of us neighbors have sped past the biblical 70 and 10, but we're living in what's called the psychological age. And, you know, we kind of don't want to accept that the body will not tolerate things now that you did when you were a teenager.
Right.
So I think probably with spring busting out, tell the neighbors to watch out picking up 40-pound bags of lime and pull all that kind of thing.
Because you will tear things.
Yes.
So it's like when you go to the class reunion, you know, you say, boy, everybody looks old except me.
That's what they're saying about you.
I am so Herb. I am so glad you're saying the neighbors. That's a reference to Ask Your Neighbor, of which I was a host at one time, and I just love that. Thank you for that.
Just wanted to say that before people get out there and have back problems that they have to take stuff for. So have a great weekend, and I'm going to act like, well, I've got my 3 score and 10 plus. So I'm going to act like it.
Yeah. Well, y'all have I hope you don't have the backache, as the old folks say.
I feel like I was hearing wind chimes too.
Yeah, you out there with wind chimes or what? Or you got a icy glass of tea?
Yeah, the wind's coming off the water, so it gets here.
Oh. All right, tough life, man. Tough life.
Right? It is. Bye.
Our best to your mom.
Well, yeah, she's doing fantastic. Just in there eating breakfast now, getting ready to get out in the street.
All right. Take it easy, Herb. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks.
Bye. That's Professor Herb as a UNC professor at one time.
So I know, Rufus, you said last time your article in the most recent Weekend Gardener magazine is about gardening techniques for, you know,
someone with a little
limited
older
mobility. And
yes,
NC State also has a website about how to garden and farm. It's if you go to the North Carolina Agri-Medicine Institute, and it's called Agribility, and they've got printouts about different techniques and tools you can use to make gardening easier.
Now, that technique is using somebody else to do it.
Well,
that's what if you find
that's what I
end there in the article.
End up my little article teach you some young boys. But I did get a text from my friend Horace Hodges, who listens to us. And he says, I need one of those things that you can kneel down on and help you get back up.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, they are that are padded for your knees and that have railings,
and
right, and they fold.
You can stand right up there.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law had that.
Yeah, protecting your knees. When I worked at Juniper Level Botanical Garden with Tony Avent, I supervised the garden crew that manages the botanical garden, and we were me and the super and my supervisors who manage the crew directly were always conversing about, even though we hired 18s to 20 somethings, we were very, very mindful of how they moved and making sure they had the equipment that they needed. Mm-hmm. So because, even if you're in your 20s and 30s, you can still hurt yourself. And
it'll
be a lifetime of damage.
Just look at athletes.
Yeah.
These very young athletes.
Gardening's tough, man.
Joe is in Clayton. Joe, we only have about a couple of minutes before the news. How can we help you?
Hey, Mike. This is Joe in Clayton. I was just going to follow up on the azalea sale. My wife and I went out there yesterday, and we had a great time.
Wonderful. Yeah, the Gardeners of Wake County. Sure.
Yes, the one at the fairground.
That's an old tradition. Ann Clapp used to participate in that. She used to run it.
Tony did, too.
Tony Avent did, too. Yeah.
I don't know if he mentioned they had black cow. They sold us some of that, but the prices are good, and like they is a good cause.
They always have good plants. They really do, and of course the money goes to scholarships for the horticulture students. So
go back.
Yeah, Tom said they gave advice. They asked if we were gardeners, and my wife said that
I thought that was.
Wow, she slipped one in on you, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. She was, and they said, well, just make sure the green goes up and the brown goes down.
There you go. How about that? Real simple.
You'd be surprised. Oh, it'd be a struggle.
I'm from the mountains of Virginia, so I relate to a lot of what Ruth has talked about. I thank you, our family, and I love the format. And
well, thank you. Yeah. It's,
you call them honeysuckle? The honeysuckle are blooming. Yep. Yeah.
Well, Joe, thank you for sharing that with us, and have a wonderful weekend.
Yep, y'all too. I listened to the podcast when it came.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Have a nice day. Have a nice weekend. Bye. All right. Yeah, podcasts of the show. I mean, there are hundreds of shows available, and we're, I guess, around 2,000 shows for 40 years. We'll be back.